Welcome to the Image and Glory Conference 2025. Open your heart to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Amen.
Fight to take blessing today. Fight to take blessing. Fight to take blessing. Strive to receive blessing. Even blessing of Jesus. Even blessing of Jesus. For yea, that which is going to come to you today is blessings that I have stirred up even in mine and maiden, even blessings of my work, even blessings of the storage of my graces, blessings of my life, blessings that have been purified, blessings of one who's found favor, with God, even with Jesus. Therefore, strive for to receive blessing. Strive for to take blessing. For yea, saith the Lord, to his handmaiden, draw from the blessing, even from the fountain within, For I've been putting blessings in you for decades, even blessings of my spirit, even blessings of my character, even blessings of my word, even skills of my ways and life. Draw from it. Lie upon the staff of authority of a minister, of a mother, and pour out blessing. For I will stir you and move you and take from you blessing and put upon my people. Therefore, draw out from within and pour blessing upon my children. Pour blessing upon my people. Pray for them that the spirit of my blessing, yea, would rest upon them. Bless them. Say blessings upon them.
Amen. Amen. Father, I trust your mercy. I rely on your grace and your word. Help me, Lord. Give me direction. Guide my mouth, my thoughts. Help me, Lord, to speak as your oracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we have been so blessed. And I woke up this morning and was just giving thanks to Jesus for what he has done. You know, Jesus, and even to God, for his love over man. You know, the psalmist said, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you visit him? What is man that you are mindful of him? So you, when you see it is mercy of God that is making God to bring to us understanding of his vision, of his purpose, his agenda for man. Hallelujah. It is mercy. You can come to this world, even get born again, and live the whole of your life without catching a glimpse of why you came. A lot of people get born again, live life, go back to God without scratching the first layer of why they were born again. But God in his mercy these days is bringing understanding to us why we got born again, what he wants us to be. And we really thank our Lord Jesus Christ because he came, he dared to come and show us what man ought to look like. You know, from the ministrations that we have been hearing since yesterday, I was beginning to see clearly what man ought to look like. He's a high calling. He's a tall order. Tall order. What we are meant to look like is what our Lord Jesus Christ became. Very tall order. Pastor, you know, when you go through the scriptures, you'll be wondering, can these things be? Can these things be? Can a man really be in the likeness of his resurrection? He said, if we be what? Buried with him, we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. What kind of a thought is that? What kind of a thought is that? That a man will be in the likeness of the resurrection of Jesus. The Bible says in Thessalonians that God has called us to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is our calling. Amen. Called us to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know the kind of glory that Jesus Christ is wearing. The brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. That is who he became. Jesus became the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person. So if he became that, and they are saying, because of us, he became that. That is you, a calling is hanging on you. A mandate is hanging on you to come and become the brightness of God's glory. To come and become the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person, is a mandate upon man. Is a mandate upon you. And I'm praying that God will make us to see these things and be fully persuaded about it. To be full, you see, it takes full persuasion. That is why messages are coming to us. That is why preaching. Because when you hear, you begin to have faith for this thing. And as you are having faith for it, you are losing your attachment to it. You need enough faith. When I say faith, persuasion. To be able, you know, Reverend was telling us about this present world passing away. And that we should hasten to the world that is coming. You should hasten. There is no way you can hasten. There is no way you can let this present world to go if you are not persuaded about that which is to come. About the unseen. Because the world to come is unseen. And you are called to come and live for the unseen, not for the seen. The seen, the present is so alluring, so real and tangible that you cannot imagine. You see, there's this adage that says, a bird in hand is worth thousands in the bush. So the present is a bird in hand. That's what the present represents to us, a bird in hand. And Satan perfected the act of making the soul see the present and live for the present. That is all the agenda of Satan, to make our soul buried in the present. Entangle, you know, the present is magnetic. The earth has magnet. So force of gravity, sorry, gravity. When you want to lift from the earth, gravity pulls you down. That gravity is Satan that put it there. Your soul just cleaves to the dust, cleaves to the earth. Amen. But what those who will become what Jesus became are those who will be able to leave this earth and go for what is not seen. Because Jesus, all his life, what he was doing was gravitating towards the invisible. He was gravitating towards the invisible all his life. Satan knew that a man has come that will rubbish the present. He came and met him with all manner of things. Bible says he showed him all the glories of this world in a moment. Why was he showing him the glories of this world? So that he can forsake the pursuit of the glory of God. Yes. So I will not watch a man under my watch grow up to take God's glory. Because he knows that once people arise who can come to the stature of taking, because you need image to take glory. Once people are arising, growing in image to take the glory of God, the present will not mean anything to them again. The only thing you can use to distract them is the present. Everything he tempted him with, they are of the present. Everything he tempted him with, they are what? Of the present. Of the present. But we are a people called to come and look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are what? Temporal. That's what Daddy was teaching us yesterday, that it will pass away. They are temporal. But the things that are not seen are what? They are eternal. You see, God, try even in your day-to-day life, he's trying to withdraw us gradually from the power of the present. Amen. You don't suddenly get up and say, present, that is it. I'm leaving you. It's a gradual departure, a gradual denial. The more you grow, the more ability you have to deny the present. That is the reason why we must grow. Amen. Amen. If you don't grow, the present will mean so much to you. It will mean you will cry. You can cry because of the present. You can fight. You can fight. When you see fight amongst brethren, just check what is causing the fright. Corruptible. Sin come in. Corruptible. You know, I used to say, if I come across somebody who can fight because of money, I will run very far from you. I will run very far if you can fight because of money. No matter what, whether it is your own or it is somebody else's own. You are ready to fight. I will run away from you. Say you understand. That person can sell you. If you cannot easily let go of whether it is your own or it is somebody else's own. You know, in those days when I used to do business, people used to cheat me a lot. And my husband now told me, said, Helen, my wife, he said, if you cannot work and bring your money back home, please stop working. Please stop working. Say, okay, so they have cheated you again. Hey, I said, should I go and fight? I can't fight. Come on, they say, what is causing fight is money. To me, I feel very ashamed. Very ashamed. I used to do business those days. The last one I did. My friend, Christian brother. Although not a serious Christian brother. I just went to his office. And he said, Helen. He said, wow. He was working in a bank. He was in charge of their estate. You know, buying. He's the one in charge of the property, this thing. Buying, and I was into real estate then. He said, Helen. He said, wow. There's work. I said, what? He said, the bank wants to build many branches all over the nation. He said, if you get us land, Helen, 5% in you. 5%. I said, really? He said, yes. Ah, it's okay. That's what I do now. And I went, and there's a way God gives me grace to get to those things. I just conclude deal. People think I was a guru. It's grace. I just went, clicked a deal. Went to meet them. We did everything. The MD traveled. I stood, you know, on the seller. Please wait. The MD will soon come. Until he came, we concluded the deal. The day we were going to sign documents and collect money, the day of payment, he came with the bank's company secretary that they said, because the bank does not have just one. I am on the list of that bank as one of the company secretaries, external country company. But this one now said he's the company secretary for the bank. I was wondering, my name is on the list of company secretary for the bank, but we are external, we are not working inside. So they give us jobs to do, legal jobs to perfect. He came, he said, he's the company secretary with my friend. As we were just about to enter, my friend said, Helen, I hope you have arranged for your fee. I said, fee ke? Ah. He said, no fee, oh. No fee. I said, eh? But you said 5%. He said, Mbolati Kosi. I'm telling you, you have not seen things. Benny. As we were entering, he said, no fee. You should have arranged for your fee. I said, but you told me. I was shocked. I said, but you told me that it's 5% if I get you a land. And I did this thing. He said, we didn't write it. Where did we write the agreement? I couldn't believe it. No chance to talk because the guy was waiting for us to come and pay. When we got there, I now had to tell the seller. I said, Joe, these people just told me now that there is no fee. He said, well, you can accommodate me. He said, I already have people, agents, that I have to pay. He said, this. I said, they didn't tell me. They said, I can't fight. He said, yari pe nilama nile ninje. When I told one of my uncles, my uncle said, he said, if it's me, that the MD, the whole bank will know about it. Because he will go there and begin to shout that they should give him his word. I said, I can't do that. To cut the long story short, the man looked at me and had pity on me. He said, but you walked. He said, you were the one who kept calling me. He said, you walked. He said, you walked. You worked for this business. He said, well, I can manage to give you, I think, 600,000. Those days, 600,000. Out of the land was 50 million. So 5% was 2.5. No, that is not it. He said, I can manage to give you. He said, because you walked. He had pity. But this, my people, I now turned to them. I said, okay, if you cannot give me 5%, how much can you give me to add to this? Instead of 2.5, this man is giving me 6. How much can you give me? Who is collecting my commission? Who is collecting it that you cannot give me out of it? Do you know what they said they will give me? 150,000. No, 2.5. Do you know I collected it and I didn't fight? I didn't fight. I just went. When I got home, I told my husband, I said, this work that you are doing, that you cannot fight for your money. So the next time he saw me with that guy, there was one other property he wanted to buy. My husband said, Tim, back, if I catch you doing business with this guy again, said, don't ever try. I remember Mike said, because he was the one following me everywhere. He said, Shetu Febeleche business. Do you want to do? And when I saw him on the road, I was, you know, laughing with him. No malice. No malice. I said, ah. I said, but he bank as a buru. He said, ah, oleniwa. Oleniwa, oleni. Oleniwa. Oleniwa. We're laughing. We're laughing on the road. Do you know, if I see him now today, you won't know that he cheated me. You won't know. What am I trying to say? Your life does not depend on that. Your faith is in God. Amen. 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 So the Bible says that brethren, take each other to court before unbelievers. He said, why don't you rather allow yourself to be defrauded? He said, why don't you rather allow yourself to be cheated than to go and be fighting? Hey, mini, oh, mini, my money, my this one, my that. Mm-mm. That is unbecoming for those who are pursuing the invisible. You are able to walk away from the visible because you know that that 600,000 or the 2.5 million that they collected from me. Where is it? After that deal, shortly after that, CBN moved on that bank and sacked all of them, including my friend. What am I trying to say? I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one. What is that wisdom? A wise man is a man who can pursue peace. Because wisdom that is from above is first peaceable. And in order to pursue peace, you let go of your right. A lot of time to maintain peace, you let go of your right. Hallelujah. So is that no wise man? A wise man will say, Shewo Fegba, you, can you allow the one that is more spiritual? You talk to the spiritual person. Okay, our brother at this level, this is his level. Or this is her level. He cannot take more than this. But you, can you please, for the sake of peace, can you take it? Can you suffer wrong? Can you suffer to be cheated? So that there will be peace. When you are mediating, instead of you say, ah, I'm a fatton, I'm a fadelen. What am I trying to say? You cannot one day just say you are forsaking the earth. It is from Kokekibi Pelebe that Mamuole. Dear, let's go today, let's go tomorrow. You are letting go of the present. And what is it? What will help you to let go of the present is your persuasion of seeing the invisible. Persuaded about the invisible. Hallelujah! 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 So he said, Jesus Christ, that's Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. It's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, the joy. How was he seeing the joy physically? The joy has not yet appeared physically, but he has been persuaded of it by his father teaching him of the glory that is ahead. Amen. You cannot reject the glory of this world all the glory of this world being, you know, paraded before you just like that if you are not persuaded of a better glory. You discover that Jesus Christ all his life what he was living for is that glory. And what he's teaching us is that this is your man, the mandate over you. Oh man, come and live for the invisible, because your inheritance is incorruptible, is undefiled, and is that which fades not away. It is invisible. Amen. Amen. It is invisible. Amen. 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 Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Endured the cross. The cross is not a small thing, no. It's not a small thing, no. We are just talking about the cross, the cross. What is entailed in that cross is not just the tree that he was hung on. It's not just the nails of the Roman soldiers. That it was not just the physical thing. That the shame, the misunderstanding. Yeah. A lot of us cannot start to be misunderstood. Yes. He endured it. Ah, ewo olon lati ran wa lowo. To be keeping quiet when you are being misrepresented. When you are being ibi to tin bere niyan o. Why are you keeping quiet? You are seeing the invisible. You are seeing the invisible. Ah. When the Lord is telling you, don't try to talk when somebody has even lied on you. When somebody is changing facts. Don't talk. It's not easy. Because we are particular about how people see us. We are particular about how people see us. So you cannot endure the shame of the cross or being misrepresented. Then everybody is just looking at you one kind. So this is how he is. This is how she is. And you are walking in the midst of that. This is how she is. Yeah. Even the devil will move over your soul. Darkness will seek to overtake your soul and get you depressed. So instead of getting depressed, you get up.
Hallelujah.
And explain to everybody. But what God is trying to, you know, all this preaching you are hearing, it is to bring a persuasion to you. To your heart. It is that persuasion that will enable you to despise. Despise. May we grow to the place of despising.
Amen.
Despising.
Amen.
Despising what people say, what people think about you, as long as God is not saying so. It's not easy, Pastor. But it is still our detachment, our journey away from the present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he despised the cross. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. What we call shame is not really shame. The real shame is falling short of God's calling. That is the real shame. Shame is falling short. Bible says so that when we see him, we will not be ashamed.
Hallelujah.
At his appearing. What will make us ashamed? I didn't measure up to the calling of God. That is a great shame that is waiting for anyone that is not journeying towards the calling. It's a great shame. I fear that day. You know, it's like somebody said, it's like appearing before the headmaster on a Monday morning with dirty uniform. You don't know where to hide. There's oil on your shirt. There is this thing on your pepper on your shirt, and the first person you see as you are entering the school compound is the principal. Your dress is rough, dirty, and unironed. You will collapse, Abby. That is what is waiting. That is the kind of shame that we should fear. Hallelujah. It's not the shame of how my brother is seeing me. It's the shame of not appearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He despised his shame. You know what? Shame will be redefined for you when you understand what God is looking for. You will begin to redefine what shame is. What we call shame on earth is not the real shame. It's Satan that defined that shame. Defined it shame in not being able to meet up. Oh, tegbe. Tegbe. You go out with your mates and you are not dressing the way they are dressing. Yeah, they are not your egbe because we are not seeking the same thing. We are not seeking the same thing. We are not seeking the same thing. God, we have to redefine what shame is in the light of the inheritance. Inheritance. When Jesus rose from the dead and appeared among angels, and God said, let all the angels of God worship him. Has he come to a place of shame? Eh? That is a vindication. He was seeing that one. That's why he was able to despise. He was just seeing his coronation. That if I may God persuade our hearts, because it takes the heart being persuaded to begin to let go of all these things. The heart has to be persuaded. You remember Hebrew 11. Moses, give me Hebrew 11. Where Moses said, Bible say he forsook so many things by faith. Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Do you know that Moses, this inheritance that God is offering us, they were not offered to Moses. This kind of inheritance was not offered to Moses at all. Because the Bible says, of all men born of women, none has arisen like John the Baptist. Eh? Said, but the least in the kingdom is greater than him. So Moses did not arise like John the Baptist. Elijah was not like John the Baptist. Amen. Amen. But you see the feats that these people performed. They were, let's look at it. By faith, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Chosen rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Amen. Amen. You're welcome, sir. Ekabo, sir. God bless you, sir. Amen. Yes. Yes, you are just in good time because I'm rounding up now. Look at this. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. How did a man come to this place? Hallelujah. This is where God will bring us to in this season. If we are going to hasten to the what? To the world to come. These things must be done in our hearts, in our souls. Esteeming the what? The riches of Christ. Not even riches. Reproach. Reproach of Christ. Greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. What are you respecting? The present? That which is passing away? Is that what you have respect for? If that is what you have respect for, then you cannot press to this thing that we are talking about. Hallelujah. He had respect by faith. How did the faith come? They must have told him from book that they are the people of God. God has something for his people. They are special. Even though they were slaves in Egypt. And he came to a place of advantage in spite of their slavery. You know, as a normal person, you will forsake your people. And cling to that is their own. No, God has lifted me here. Let me just enjoy my life. I have favor here. You will leave the people of God and be enjoying your life. But he didn't see pleasure in those things that surrounded him. Rather, he chose to identify with the people that they called the people of God. He had respect. He had respect. May God cause you to have respect. For this inheritance we are talking about. Say inheritance. I know Siam. I know Siam. He's the one I see, I know. He's the one I see, I know. So you live for what is seen instead of living for what is not seen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. What they are painting to us is to come and pursue the invisible. Live for the invisible. Live for what is not seen. Hallelujah. Live for what is not seen. But for you to see, live for what is not seen, you must be seen. Not what is not seen physically. You must be seeing it with your heart, with your soul. And what is making us to see it? These declarations, this opening, preaching, telling us about an inheritance that can make a man better than angels. Inheritance that can make a man come to the stature of where Jesus has come to. Inheritance, things that can make you to be the brightness of God's glory. It blows your mind that you can be called to come and become the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person. Inheritance that can make a man to be made higher than the heavens. Inheritance, they are invisible, yet they are real. The reality of it comes as you are hearing. What you are hearing is painting faith, putting faith in your heart for the invisible, for the invisible, for the invisible. It is gradually we let go of the visible. Gradually. But you, when God moves on you to let go of the visible in a little measure, cooperate. 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 If not, the visible will lay a strong grip on you that you will not be able to leave it. What God is doing to us is painting a picture of that which is invisible yet real. Amen. Invisible yet real. He's painting it to us. It's real. It's tangible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A spiritual, you know, John, he said that which we have what? We have had. We see, we saw with our eyes. We looked upon and we handled. How did they handle it? Is it a physical thing that they are handling? Your spiritual hands can handle the reality of the spirit. It can be tangible that your soul can handle it. Amen.
Amen.
It was what were they handling? The words of eternal life. Pastor, how do you handle such a thing? It's not seen with physical eyes. But it is real. The more you cooperate with what you are hearing, the more tangible spiritual realities become to you. And it is that tangibility that will help your soul to let go of the visible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Letting go of the visible. Letting go of the visible. Detaching your souls from the visible. It's a journey. It's a journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a journey. It's a journey that God will put all of us through. Kenneth Hagin said something. He said, the more spiritual you become, that is the where the journey is. The more spiritual you become, the less emphasis you place on the natural. Are you seeing something? So what are they saying? Becoming spiritual so that you'll be able to de-emphasize the natural. Because the natural has to be de-emphasized in our souls for us to be able to reach out for this inheritance that is invisible. Very, very invisible. Very, very invisible. The deeper you go into God, the more invisible he becomes. But your soul is meant to relate with that invisibility at a high level. So it takes you growing up, growing up, growing up to deny the visible that is so real. The visible is not just tangible things. Glories. Glories. Accolades. Honor from men. Those are the things that can tie the soul down. You will not be able to obey God highly because you want honor from man. Highly. There are some obedience that you will do. High obedience that you do that will bring dishonor to you. Yes, sir. There are some steps of obedience you will take that will bring dishonor. You will get disfavor from man. Disfavor from man. But heavens are rejoicing. And Satan is crying. Satan is crying. A man is taking steps away from him. A man is taking steps against his arrangement. You are not seeing it. But you are persuaded in your heart that you have done righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I need to round up now because, you know, when Reverend was talking about us hastening, it's not easy to ascend out of the earth. Who shall what? Ascend. There are enough things tying the soul to the earth. Enough things tying the soul. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who shall? It is not easy to ascend. And when you ascend, it's not easy to stand. Because spirits are waiting to bring you back. They want to bring you, but they don't give up. They want to bring you back because it is to their advantage that you come down and remain down. You delay the coming of the world to come. Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? Who shall ascend? And it is possible to ascend. When you have ascended, let's look at Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, to be risen with Christ is another work. See, you understand? You are actually ascending. To if ye then be risen with Christ, this is a man who has ascended. To be risen with Christ, you have ascended out of the earth to the heel of God. Hallelujah. These are things we should have respect for. Have respect for you to be risen with Christ. You beat all odds to rise. It's not easy. You beat flesh. You go against flesh to rise. You break the law of sin and death in your soul to be risen with Christ. You obey the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. These are laws that will change your fabric from flesh to spirit. These are things we must do. Amen. As those laws are being spelled before us, the Spirit of God is bringing it to you. You are obeying it. You are ascending. You are going up. You are going up. Because where you belong is up. That was one thing Jesus Christ kept doing while on earth. What am I saying this morning? I'm saying that it is possible in the days of our flesh. It is possible in the days of our flesh to attain, to finish the work of God that Jesus said he finished in the days of our flesh. And he said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are where? Above. These are the things that make a man an above man, a heavenly man. Hallelujah. Where Christ seated. So the nature of those things are they are things of the throne. Because Christ is seated at the right hand of the majesty. And he said, those are the things we should seek. Those are the things that we should have respect for. We should have respect for those things. More than things that pass away. Well, you know, people who are seeking these things, they are not normal people again, no. They look crazy. Because people will be looking at you. How can you forsake so great a thing? You know things we call great. Things we call great. Things that we call great. And don't misunderstand me, because people can hear you and say, okay. Things that are beneath, they are for use. And they perish with the use. And you can use them. But they must, number one, they must not define you. They must not even define you. There is not inheritance. And it must not define you. When you allow it to define you, like how much you have, where you live, the kind of car you drive, you know, those are the things that define us. And a lot of people don't want to come out of that definition. They feel empty when those things are not surrounding them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, seek those things which are above, where Christ is at the right hand of God. Seek them. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Not on things on the earth. Why? The earth will pass. The earth will pass. If your affection is on things on the earth, it will pass away. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, it takes growing. He said, this instruction is to them who are what? Risen with Christ. By your journey towards being risen with Christ, they are changing your taste bud. They are changing your definition. They are changing what your soul values. They are changing what you have respect for. A lot of us, they will rubbish those things in our lives. When we don't want to let go of it, they will rubbish it. Some people, the reason God does not give us all that we need at times is to let you know that without these things, your life is still valuable. That those are not the things that define you. After some time of living by little that God was providing, what I now discovered is that I don't even need too much to survive. That was what was done in our soul. God was regulating how much come to us per time. So we now had to arrange our lives according to the grace that is given per time. When you want to go beyond the grace that God gives you, you will run into trouble and your soul will not be bridled. Just know the grace. It's not as if the Lord was telling me, because I was into business that should bring me so much money. So much money. I just told you one now. So much money. When money, plenty money is coming, the Lord will just step in. I know that it's God that is stopping it. He will just step in. And the whole thing with Dabaru, doesn't he want me to have money? No. At that time, that amount of money can be a distraction to my soul. There was one, when I turned 45, Pastor Tayo Ladejo came to the house to pray with us. And when he was praying, he said, Reverend Helen, he said, the Lord said, I should tell you that he knows that you have capacity to make money. That grace grace for making money. Say you understand? It's a generational something. It's generational. Say you understand? If I carry urine to the market, I will sell it. It's a generational grace. But somehow, God stepped in. Because that is not what he wants me to inherit. Not grace for making money. He said, God said, I should tell you that you have grace for making money. He said, but I'm the one stopping it. Can you imagine? Orola. He said, I'm the one stopping it. Why is he stopping it? He hates me. No. There is something else he wants to give me in abundance. And he said something. He said, because you cannot yet handle it. So when I just couldn't temper, there was one time I was doing a business. Big money was going to come. Very massive money. Very massive. And we got to the point of concluding the deal. I was in Reverend's office one day, that day. I went to pray. I just started hearing, my will, we were just about to sign to exchange money. My will, huh? I said, what is this? Kini Moshe? At this time, what has your will got to do with this deal? I knew that deal will not come through again. My will. I said, budget. From that time on, everybody participating in that business began to withdraw. They began to withdraw. They began, and the thing just fizzled out. Angel, who called it for share? Does he hate me?
No.
Does he hate me? See that, you remember that one that we, Pastor Emeka, went to price. What's the name of that, your car? I don't know how the love for that car died from Reverend's heart. We went to price it. The money was coming. Never, they gave us the car to drive to passport office in Ikoyi. We rode. People were looking at us because money was coming in a short time. Owode. And the thing fizzled out. It didn't click. What am I saying? Those things, they have nothing to do with becoming the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his presence. Do we have a car today? We have. Yes. But what am I saying? That God wants us to have respect for the inheritance. The compense of reward. Have respect for it. Appreciate it. Rate it high. Higher than anything you can attain or you want to attain on earth. There is nothing a man can attain that can be compared to becoming so much better than the angels. Higher than the heavens. Kinofeda. Kinofeda. That is better than that. Have respect. Have respect. Have respect for what God is calling you to come and become. When you have respect for it, it will not be too difficult for you to let go of all this idakuda on earth. Idakuda, what you want to become. Have respect for the inheritance. Are we not respecting Jesus now? Doesn't Jesus command respect? He's the kind of man that God is looking for. He's a patterned son. Hallelujah. He's a patterned son. He became what he became because of you, to show you how a man. Jesus Christ is the definition of God's man. Definition of God's man. When he's standing, you see the kind of man that God is looking for. When you look at Jesus and look at yourself, don't you feel ashamed? In your gonorrhea, that's what you should be ashamed of. Bible says we should look unto Jesus. Don't look at your friends. Don't look at your mates. What your mates are becoming. Your mates are becoming vain. They are becoming vain. Becoming vain. You know these things, the Lord took us through it. My very before, my friends used to abuse me. Abuse me. Laugh at me. Real laughter. Laugh at me. See, one of my friends said that I went to carry Baranda Ministry. Baranda. Because one of our classmates became an SAM. So we normally used to go out together to go and eat. We normally go together every son to a lawyer. That is the peak of becoming. To a lawyer, becoming a son is the peak of becoming. So we went for lunch. We normally treat ourselves to lunch every year at our anniversary. That was the last one I went for with them. Don't ever pay me. We went for lunch. And we're now talking. Say, do you know that this person has become a son? They didn't know that I know. Because the brother, he was a brother. He was a brother when we were on campus. So when he was going to become a son, he called me. He said, you and your husband, please pray for me. I've applied to become a son. Wow. Yes. They didn't know that I knew. They said, So they said, they were saying that to provoke me to jealousy so I can leave what I'm pursuing. This person has become a son. No? I was just looking. I said, that's good, though. They didn't know I knew. Say, One of them, I said, look at her. You know what you do? You know what you do? You know what you do? I was just looking. Because the person he was supposed to marry left him because she felt a calling to become a missionary. Wow. So she left him. She's also a lawyer. But the passion for being a missionary was stronger than becoming the wife of a successful lawyer. She herself is a... So she left the relationship and went to marry a missionary. Are you seeing steps that people have taken? So do you know what my friend said? Thank God that lady left him. That ministry would have prevented the husband from becoming a son. And me, I'm doing ministry baranda. So I looked at them. I didn't say anything, no. They are still my friends, so till tomorrow we see play and laugh together. But that was the last time I followed them to go and eat anniversary lunch. Am I choking me love? Real abuse. You know, they show off these things, their attainments, achievements, and felt that I am being brainwashed by my husband not to make progress in life. But you are persuaded. You know what kept me? Is that I was persuaded of what I'm following. Persuaded. So those things, then they abuse me, I would just laugh. Like a foolish person. Like a foolish person. Yes. Just laugh.
be persuaded.
Amen. Satan will use your friends to want to discourage you. Yes. Even family members. Arale, they are going at a speed. The Lord told me concerning my relatives. He said, you know, you have competition among siblings, cousins, and all those things. The Lord said to me, your validation is eternal life. He said that clearly to me. He said, your validation is eternal life. What validates this journey you are embarking on is eternal life. Don't go into competition with anybody. Nothing to compete for. It is life that you are pursuing. Let anybody become what they want to become. Make sure you become what God wants you to become. The brightness of God's glory, the express image. It beats every other thing. It beats, you say, this woman is just talking anyhow. I'm not talking anyhow. You beat all those things. You despise them. You despise them. One of my friends, when Anu was 2 years old, that was the time we went to dedicate her house. Block of 4 flats. Solid house. When we were still struggling to pay school fees. Jay, you understand? Block of 4 flats. Solid house. Some months after that, because beside that house was another plot of land. Some months after that, they had built a duplex by there. After that, they bought a house in different places until they bought the one they are living at now. Some millions. So, but what made me to leave her for a while is that she was talking down my head too much. She felt I was being brainwashed by my husband. She below no bo joka. Kilode, why are you not having money? Why are you not rich? Why are you not rich? So I stepped aside for a while. But the Lord told me, he said, love her. So we started relating again. We relate. Oremi olowo. So you say I don't have money. You that you have money. Oremi olowo. That's what I call her. No animosity. No jealousy. Nothing. Because those things, you by reason of the hope that is ahead, by reason of the inheritance, those things should not make you sad. Should not make you depressed. This age, look at what is that? The visible, the present is going away. Don't build your life on it. God can bring the present to you. And he will bring the present to you for you to use. Not abuse. Hallelujah! Yes. Hallelujah! Okay, thank you. I was trying to open it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. All nothing. See what the souls of men had clung to. All nothing. All nothing. nothing across the earth, across the nations, across even many portions of my body. Men have clung to nothing. Men strive for nothing. Men fight for nothing. Men kill themselves for nothing. Men rise up daily and sleep late, even for nothing. For Satan has exalted nothing. For Satan has beautified nothing. For Satan has raised nothing, even as a hope, even as an attainment. For the fallen cherub, even with the might of a fallen angel, has raised nothing, and has set all humanity, yes, souls of men, for to run, pursuing nothing, holding nothing, gaining nothing. And when they wake up on the other side, they find that they hold nothing. For I am raising your hope. And my might is being demonstrated. For to show you reality. For to show you the true things. Even things that transcends the present. True things that transcends this earth. That transcends this present heaven. True things that I have held onto. True things that will make you something. Pursue my light. Amen. Pursue my life.
Amen.
Choose to live for the invisible. The invisible. It's actually visible in another realm.
Yes.
Cling to it.
Hallelujah.
Cling to it.
Hallelujah.
Hold to it.
Hold
and
to
it will redefine your life. Amen. You will find peace, tranquility, and you would overcome the devil.
Amen.
Hold reality. Hold me.
Hallelujah.
I'm purging your taste buds. I'm purging your taste buds. I'm purging vanity off your taste buds. I'm purging, the wrong taste bud off you. I want you to hunger after righteousness. I want you to thirst after righteousness. I want you to thirst after things that endure. After things that endure. I want to reshape your mind. I want to reshape your heart. I want to reshape your thinking, even by the energy of the gospel of Jesus. Of the gospel of Jesus. Even the Son of God. I want to heal you from vanity. I want to heal you from vainness. I want to raise you. A person that is healed of all vanity. Who
Amen.
Can live even for the truth. Even
Amen.
For reality.
Amen.
I'm making a way of escape.
Amen.
I'm bringing spirit. I'm ministering spirit.
Amen.
That you might see how to escape. How to escape even from the vainness that is exalted here.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord will help us. Amen. Finally, I'll just say this and I'll sit down. You know, Kenneth Hagin said something. Out of growth, he said something. May God bring us there.
Amen.
It's not something that he's saying casually. It's what he has become. What God has wrought inside him. He said, He doesn't know the difference between a Cadillac and a Volkswagen. That he doesn't know the difference between sleeping in a hut and sleeping in a mansion. That was where his heart journeyed to. He said, a spiritual person. That's why we should grow to become spiritual by obeying doctrine of Christ. It's a deliverance from vanity. So a spiritual person does not know. He said, the more spiritual you become, the less emphasis you place on the natural. The natural is a robber, is a thief, a stealer of inheritance, because your inheritance is invisible. Hallelujah. Amen. Your inheritance is invisible. And you can despise it, like Esau said, what have I got to do with the birthright? Birthright my food. Give me food, let me eat. But he regretted it, because after eating, you will still be hungry again. Inheritance that is supposed to make you become a blessed person. Blessed forever. You will eat as much plate of porridge as you want to eat. But the Bible call him profane. Call him profane. Vain man. Because he despised the inheritance and chose what he will eat for a season. May we not be profane. Amen. What God is calling us to is so real. Jesus went for it. He lived, said, I have finished the work that you gave me to do on earth. Jesus was never tired of glory. He was moving from one glory to another level of glory. One glory to another level of glory. The glory of Jordan was different from the glory of transfiguration. After he finished the work, he still was looking for glory. Hungry, always hungry for glory. Because he wanted glory, he despised the glory of the world that Satan showed to him. When he was about to go, he said, Father, he said, glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world began. Glorify me. He already had, he said, the glory you gave me, I have given it to these ones. I've shared the other glory. I want another one. Glory monger. He was always hungry. Glory monger. Always hungry for glory. Always hungry. Are you hungry for glory?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it the one the devil wants to give? No. The one the world wants to give?
No.
Or the one God wants to give? Glory monger. Always hungry for glory. Always hungry for glory. Always hungry for glory. And the Bible says, my brother, that God has called you to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is your calling. To come out. So, to get it, you will not get it when you are hungry for the glory of the earth. He sought it passionately. He sought it in spite of every other glory. He left every other glory. Because Satan will always show you glory. He will always show glory. Say, whoa. That calling in your tech that you grew up together. You went to the same primary school. Do you know? My mother used to tell me those days. Say, he will tell me about my classmate who is a judge of the Court of Appeal. Say, what you call it? Say, from Bifagun. You know those kind of
achievements.
Yeah. Your classmate, we worked in the same chamber. So, you know, Pumbifagun in Ondo is a very nice estate. Wow. That when you build house there, you have arrived. He will tell me about another person. Say, yeah, I took a long many years ago that we were still believing God to be able to pay rent. Those things will fly. Don't think these things, they are the everyday challenge. Yeah. Everyday challenge. Your classmate that you went to school together just appears with one kind of beastly car. And the devil says, "Shall Joko? Joko says, my God, righteousness. What is law? What is soon? What is soon? I'm telling you, what you are pursuing is real. Amen. What you are pursuing is tangible. Yes. And what you are pursuing can create the whole world anew. Yes, he can create the whole world anew. Yes, if Jesus, where he got it, the Bible says he's going to roll away the earth because of what he has become. Ah, hallelujah. May God make us hungry. Amen. May he bless us with hunger and thirst. For righteousness, so that we be filled. Jesus is filled, is full of righteousness. Hallelujah. May we be blessed with hunger. May we be baptized with hunger. Hunger for that which endureth. Hunger for the invisible. You will look crazy, but you are actually the one who is right. You are actually the one who is sane. Satan has made the nations mad because of vanity. But you are sane because you are seen through vanity. You are seeing the end of vanity and you are making decision not to live for it. Make a decision today. Make a decision to follow after God. Follow after his things. Follow after the things that made up our Lord Jesus Christ. Follow after the glory that Jesus Christ pursued. Don't stop until you come to a place where you say, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. I don't care what my mates are becoming. I want to become what Jesus became. I don't care what my colleagues are becoming. Even in ministry, Satan can put you on a race. Hey, see your mate, oh. What is the bishop? What is the archbishop? See your mate, oh. He's the pastor of the fastest growing church in town. See your mate, oh. And then you pick race. Those are not the people God said you should look unto. Looking unto Jesus. Your mate can come and pull you out of your pursuit. Ministers can be a pressure point. Ministry. Do ministry. Chasing vanity. You chase God with ministry. You chase God with ministry. It doesn't matter whether you have a crowd or not. Make sure you are going up. Make sure you are acquiring what God wants you to acquire. Make sure you are doing the work. Make sure you are doing the will of God. Of becoming the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. Somebody can be doing something in your presence to make you lose your stability in the spirit. What you call it? What you rally? What you say? What you say? Your heart will not be panting. May you not pant for vanity. May you not lose sleep because of vanity. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will establish your heart in righteousness. In Jesus' name, the Lord will cause you to be established. He will cause you to stand. Bring greater light and persuasion to your heart so that you can chase that which is real, that which is enduring, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Can we appreciate the grace of God? Can we just lift up our hands? Her mommy did not deliver a lecture. She blessed us. Let's just thank God for what came. I don't want you to clap. Let's just lift up your hands and appreciate the Lord. And I want you to agree with what she said. Don't fight it. She's speaking from her place in the spirit. We give God thanks. We are going to walk with this and run with this. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for blessing us again through our mother. Thank you We have heard, we will pursue it with everything that we have. In Jesus' name. Mommy, thank you so much, Ma. Can we appreciate Mommy? You know, as Mommy was ministering, I was just seeing our own journey too. You know, one of the things I thank God for, Daniel, you are good examples. So it was not hard for us. And so it was not really hard because many times I wonder this offer Dubai law. Because I mean I knew Daddy and Mommy as far back as 2006. Then Daddy used to use one station wagon like this. So I remember one time Daddy was coming to UI. I went to pick him from toll gate with his station wagon. I had to take that, say Daddy, because that you remember I was still driving Maxima. That Maxima was my first used car. But he still had AC. So I have to tell that there's Jotoriola if you moto ile. I still have AC. That my AC too was AC. It was AC. But it was still better. So I said, Daddy, please, at least we'll carry the man of God inside AC. So, you know, the AC, you know what I'm talking about. But, so it was not hard for us because, you know, we literally see them follow God and focus on God, and the natural followed. And that was the same order. I remember the first house we lived, my wife's friends were abusive. I was saying that house was not too, it was not befitting for a doctor. So they were abusive. What are you doing in this house? So at the particular time, we tried everything to leave that house. You know the very funny thing? We will see a house, there will not be money. We will see a house, say this house is good, let's move. Would that be nobody? All of a sudden, I told my wife, I said, I'm not looking for a house again. I said, the time God is ready to take me out of this house, he will take me out. And that was exactly what happened. By the time I'm going to move to our next house, in 1 week, all the resources was available. Yes. That was when I began to learn grace life. Yes. There's nothing that God has given us that we pushed to get it. That sample, I saw it in that. It was just living. So, don't be afraid of following this path. Eventually, the natural will come. And it will come when you have been raised above it. It will come when you have been raised above it. I remember last time we were about to start ministry. We have not started church. So, there's a minister. You know that minister. He said he wanted to come and stay for some few days in my house. Eventually, you 6 months. Almost 6 months. So, right before me, he started a church in Ibadan. So then I would just wake up in the morning, listen to Daddy's messages, study scriptures. He will abuse me. He said, all this thing, that's not how to do ministry. Go out, man of God, go out! I said, I don't know how to go out. I don't know what to do. So he went outside church. So when he started church, he opened the door, we went there. I was impressed. I said, Kai, see grace. I said, okay, let me know. It's not even because I knew so much. I didn't have his energy. I said, the only thing I know is just to wait. I didn't know that waiting was the way. Eventually, this minister eventually closed the church in Ibadan, went to Lagos, started another church. He closed again, came back to Ibadan, started another one. He closed again. Eventually, left and went to another city. So many years, he now came. He now saw the work. He said, man of God, God has blessed you. And what was he saying? So because he saw people. I said, this is not the blessing. This is not the blessing. So like Mommy said, even as a minister, you have to be careful. You can use ministry to pursue vanity. There's nothing that Satan cannot use. So if you're going to serve God, you have to die to what men call life. What men call life. You have to die. You'll be misunderstood though. But you'll be commended by God. Can we say amen? Amen. Don't go and marry because your parents have said you should marry. Shall mockuni kokonwa. Shall don't you fear your con? No, you fear your con. Mofek bomba me. You will cry. And your parents will have died. You will suffer it alone. You are yellow man, what's that? You are laughing. All of you are laughing. But this is what we do now. This is what we do. That's why some of you hate us. You tell me that God tell you to do something. You told me that that's what God told you. So by the time you now to make another decision, a wrong decision, I now remind you, but you said they will now be fighting me. Am I the God that told you what God told you? I'm only reminding you what you said God told you. All of a sudden, hunger. So we have to make up our mind. Mommy showed us clearly. We are looking for the invisible. And this invisible, Pastor Tokpe interpreting talk, says it's visible somewhere. So it is not really our thing. But it is the something in another realm. And that is what Satan wants us to do. Forget about what is real. If you have read this book, you know, Following God's Plan for Your Life, again. Are you reading the first chapter of that book? Again, said, all the things we are pursuing, they don't know it in heaven. I love that book. I don't even know that, you know, we recommended in the Following God's Plan for Your Life. He said, they don't know it. The only thing they reckon with in heaven is spiritual growth. Hey! That's the only thing they reckon with, your growth. Not even your ministry.
Yeah.
Not your ministry impact.
Impact.
What they reckon with is your growth. So I say, okay, so this thing, this is how it is. I normally say, you know, when I teach this area, people think, you know, I want people to marry, but I want you to marry because of this promise. So that your two will be better than one. So some two are not better than one. Somebody told me one time, one parent went to me to pay. So one parent came to me one time complaining about Johnny Ayeti Bogulare. Because that is not your Ogo. Ogo ti onse Ogo e kaye bo ko de mamun lo. So I won't help any. They're helping you. You now see that if you know this thing, what are people going to do on mountain? What are people going to do on mountain? Do people go on mountain and say, Father, show me the glory of the world to come? World to come, world to come, Baba. World to come, Baba. Give me passion for the world to come. Let me seek your glory. Substances of glory. Substances of glory. Baba, glory. Baba, glory. Baba, glory. Sharing Kote Shushe. Praying in blindness. So this thing, what mommy preached was is deliverance. The only thing you should be ashamed of is that you are naked. You are not clothed with glory. That's the only thing that is shame. Anything that is not that, forget it, sir. It's not shame. Use what the word comes shame and be proud. That is your own star, your own scars. What the word calls shame, you are using it to open shape pomade, open para. What the word caution you, they use, they rub your skin, they shine. That is how we should be. Satan does not like what we are saying, but it doesn't matter. So I say we're going to use this thing. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So don't be worried, you are okay. When I tell people, I say, this pastor does not pity people. You are suffering. I say, have you eaten? You are looking at, oh, guy, you are fine. You are fine. Don't worry. Don't worry, you are fine. You are doing well. Don't worry. You are fine.
Yes, sir.
One time, somebody angry with my wife. He said, your husband is always wearing Ankara. Ankara shani! Kilo de. Is he Ankara wearing now? Is he Ankara wearing now? Those are, you know, the maybe first year we got married. Anything. I've never complained about clothes in my life. I don't use my money to buy clothes. So he got that Ankara. I wear my Ankara with pride. And you cannot intimidate me. You know, my wife had doctor friends and all that. When they are talking, I talk. I talk with them. I relate with them fine. You can, because you did doctor also. I'm a doctor in the spirit. All of them respect me. They can't look down on me. Look down on me for what? With my Akara. I'm not defined by the natural. I'm defined by substances of the invisible. So tell them, but say, I am okay. What you call problem is not your problem. Sin is my problem. A shiny problem, me. What I was feeling bad after mommy minister yesterday, I say, Mushi, let's share life, mister. I still have things that I'm ashamed of. And that is your problem. That's your problem. Every other thing is not your problem. Having food and raiment, I know we're all right, One time I was walking, I saw one of my classmates park with AC. Those are days that, you know, we're still starting. And I greeted him well. I said, And Satan told me that, say you continue with this. I said, I will continue. Get off, man. I know what I'm seeking. Kyle only lived for 30 years. The house that you build, your children are not going to live there. There are many in Bodija now. God is going to give me one out of it. Because the children are not there.
Yes.
The children that they built the house for. You will see some of those houses, you know that they were choice house of the 80s. Oh, I'm a gun, bimbe. We go la la to she form. I'm a gun. I'm a go inherit here. So what does that do? Some of you, there will dash your houses you never dreamed of. You won't labor for. Glory to God. We are very okay, brethren. We are seeking the invisible. We are seeking the visible. You don't know how precious you are by just seeking the visible. You don't even know how precious you are. Let me say, I'm not proud because I'm the pastor of City Gate. To be part of this kind of company, then list your name. Tokpe Falaye. Just to be among. You know, that's one of the things that, amen. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when you're part of some gang, maybe big boys, you are just proud. You are part of a club, Ikoyi Club. Just the other club. You're just part of. You know that you are associated with Reverend Kayode Ogoke. Now a gang with that. Glory seekers. Tell the neighbor, say, shame the devil. So we are okay. We are doing fine. We are pursuing the high calling. Can we appreciate our mommy for blessing us? Thank you, mommy. Hallelujah.
Words has spirit. Words has life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.thecitygate.org. Stay blessed.